Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, previewing cattle on feed numbers. Back on that for you today, here in just a moment. Let's check in on the beef checkoff. Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council joining us today. Heather, tell us about this effort for the Oklahoma Beef Council to be involved in something called the Five-State Digital Marketing Campaign.
Absolutely. Last year, we funded this campaign, and it drove 1.78 million video views of our 101 cooking videos. It drove over 85,000 consumers to the website. So this year, it's our third year that we're doing it. And the reason we do this is because, you know, you look at Oklahoma, and it represents less than 1.2% of this population. So this provides us an opportunity to really amplify national programs in those five states that represent 100 million consumers, New York, Pennsylvania, California. This campaign will run through September 30th and will target 100 million consumers in five states.
Thanks, Heather. For more information about how the Beef Checkoff is maximizing visits to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website, go to oklabeef.org. Up and coming this Friday, we've got cattle on feed numbers, as well as the mid-year cattle inventory report coming out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 2 p.m. Central Time. Previewing the reports, Dr. Lee Schultz out of Iowa State University, who says that, as is often the case with cattle on feed, he's anticipating that all eyes primarily will be on those placement numbers come Friday afternoon.
Well, starting off with the placements, I think they're expected above year ago. We've seen larger feeder cattle imports from Mexico and Canada. We've seen really strong feeder cattle receipt activity. So I think we're seeing those cattle enter feedlots. Some of that is weather related and dry conditions in some areas are pushing it into the feedlot at a little bit lighter weights. When we look at cattle marketed, I think we're about at a year ago levels. Mostly that is because we have one less slaughter day in June 2018 compared to June 2017. In net, that puts us at, I'd say, around 4 to 5% compared to last year up in the number of cattle on feed. Really, I think if any surprises from this report, it's going to be that placement number. We've been quite a bit surprised with higher placements the last couple of months, and so I think that's something really to watch and could be bearish, maybe not so much for the current markets, but as we looked at more deferred markets.
And Lee, I guess a real key will be the breakdowns on the weights on the placements.
Well, and a lot of the debate has been we've seen higher placements now because cattle are entering at lighter weights, and so that will ease numbers later on. And so in net, that will balance. We're really not adding to the number of cattle that we have. We're maybe just kind of moving them around a little bit, and it may change a little bit the marketing dates. But overall, you know, the expectation is the supply number we have is what we're going to be marketing into the future. You know, there could be a bit of surprise when we look at those cattle on feed reports because those don't take into account the less than 1,000 head feedlots. Now, overall, those have been down quite a bit year over year because the economics aren't there really to walk that corn off the operation. But if, you know, for some reason we did start to see those pick up, those numbers could be inflated a little bit more as far as the number of cattle, and that could be a pressure point on the market.
Now, let's turn our attention to that mid-year cattle inventory report. Lee, what do you think that report may be telling us?
Well, I'm sure glad we have the report. You know, it's been especially important the last several years as there have really been a lot of dynamic changes, especially when you look at that breeding herd and as we've been expanding. And now I think expectations that expansion is definitely slowing, but how fast is that slowing and maybe has it all but stopped? When you look at the January report, a lot of times we're kind of benchmarking off of that report because that gave us a signal for what 2018 was going to be. There was expectations there that the heifer replacements, we're going to see 5% fewer that were going to calve. We still did see beef cow numbers up year over year, but that's a lot because we're really seeing a relatively young cow herd and not a lot of need to really cull the older animals that we do have. I think really when you put it all together, I think we're going to see numbers, especially for the heifers for beef cow replacement, are going to be lower than a year ago just because they were so high the last several years. Beef cow numbers are still likely to be higher than a year ago as really culling rates haven't caught up yet. But the number that I think a lot of us are going to be watching, and it relates to the cattle on feed reports, is that feeder cattle outside of feedlots. So that gives us an indication of what hasn't entered feedlots yet. That number, I think, could really play into what this fall feeder cattle market really does look like. We get that monthly update of cattle on feed. That gives us some pretty good indications what's placed and when it's going to be marketed. But to understand that pipeline supply of feeder cattle is going to be very important, and understand, you know, when are those potentially going to come to market, and how that could impact prices, depending on how large that number is.
Previewing the upcoming cattle inventory report, Lee Schultz. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market Saturday, July 21st at 12 noon in Apache, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 100 head of fall calving Red Angus heifers, AI to Hereford bulls, with all the vet work done by Dr. L.D. Barker. To view and bid online, go to www.apacheauction.com. Or for more information on buying and consigning cattle, call 888-926-9696. The Apache Auction Market Special Cow Sale, July 21st, Apache, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.